Welcome to Under the Groomers. My name's Jeremy Flynn, and today, as always, it's Julia Stenton. Hello.
Hello.
I don't know where to look at you now because...
In the face, probably.
Do I turn and look at you? Because we're filming it for the first time, so I'm never 100% sure.
That's too much.
I think intense. I will look forward. It's like we're on the bus. Thanks for listening so far. The podcasts are out now. Can you like it and subscribe on your podcast platform of choice and leave us a review?
But only if it's nice. I don't want to hear.
Goes without saying. Absolute no notes. Okay.
In fact, that's a good. You can just write that.
No notes.
No notes. Five stars.
But please leave us a review and tell your friends. So we're in the Groomers. The Groomers was open today. But normally we record on a Monday and the Groomers has been shut. Today the Groomers, well, it smells like they've had a very busy day.
Some smells I've never smelt before.
I think that's dog shampoo.
Okay. I've got a new invention for old...
Here we go.
If you were Dragon's Den.
Yeah, we are starting a new Dragon's Den. People are going to come and pitch ideas and we're going to take a sweet slice of the profits. Tell me your idea.
Well, just may I suggest popping a little fabric softener or something to alter the smell.
I think, yeah.
Whatever this is.
It's a great idea.
It's not.
It's a great idea. I guess the kind of shampoo you need to wash a dog.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be industrial, I imagine. Yeah.
I mean, dogs... do not smell good.
No.
At the best of times.
No.
So it must be doing a hell of a job down there. It must be.
You know how there's a big move for like natural deodorants?
Do I know
in
that?
Humans.
Is there?
I mean, probably not. But
dogs don't wear deodorants.
I wonder if... No, but I wonder if owners, especially in Bristol, are now looking for more natural...
My wife, I reckon she's up on it.
She cares.
It's nice, natural stuff.
Absolutely.
That's probably why it stinks. That's the worst thing about... That's the worst thing about when you're married to someone who's quite eco-conscious.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make some sacrifice.
You have to join in.
The first time you open the toothpaste and it's green... And you're like, come on, where's the normal stuff?
What's it? Is it?
It's made of
seaweed,
aloe vera, or something. And you're like, can we not just get the one
bit of moisturizing?
Can we not get the one with all the poisons in it that whitens your teeth? Oh, this one's really good for the environment. She doesn't talk like that. So I bet they use nice stuff on the dogs. But yeah, it stinks. Stinks in there.
Mm.
Busy day for the dogs.
And but a busy day. Good.
Yeah, good for
She's
us.
She's paying the bills.
Bloody, you better believe it.
Fuck yeah.
But you know, I do things.
Yeah.
Yep.
This?
Yep. Doing this. Doing this.
Yeah.
Watch There Will Be Blood.
Have you thought about busking?
Do you know what? I did think about comedy busking. But we did it once for those gigs. Do you remember? It wasn't busking, but I remember when we first started out, someone ran something where we did comedy on the street to people going home from work. Were you about then?
Thank God.
This was early.
This sounds like hell.
Do you know what? It was like some brewery was running a promotion. They were like, oh, it's Blue Monday. You know, it's meant to be like the most depressing day of the year. So they were like, what we're going to do is we're going to put a gig on in Broadmead outside Primark.
Oh.
Give away free beer. And have people doing comedy
Jesus.
At like 5 p.m. on the most depressing day on a Monday in January.
Roll out the most depressing people to talk to.
Oh my God.
The second most depressed and people.
The budget was obviously small because we were all like newbies and not really getting paid much and it was rubbish.
Oh my God.
It was me, I think Reard and DJ was on and I think Alex Mann was on. Jamie D'Souza was on
as
well. And
I mean, that's a lineup that
it was a hell
you
of a lineup for new act. We were, I'm sorry if I've forgotten anyone
the
else.
The golden
on.
Age,
I've blocked a lot of those memories out, so sorry if I have forgotten. But obviously, doing it to people walking home from work, most people headphones in, not listening. Some people genuinely just annoyed at it and shouting abuse at us. And then we were giving away free pints. No one wanted them. It's 5 p.m. on a Monday in January, so no one wanted
the
free pints.
So you were stood, were you walking around or were you stood still?
We were stood. There was like a little sort of gazebo-y stage outside Primark. You know that big like shape thing outside Primark Broadmead?
In my head, you were like chasing people down.
No. We were like under a gazebo type thing. And then the local homeless population of Bristol found out that we were giving away free pints.
Free entertainment, free pints.
They turned up in quite large numbers. It got a bit scary. And then one of them grabbed the microphone and shouted the N-word down it. And the gig was over.
Wow.
So, thanks.
Good night.
And just another great gig.
Yeah.
Jules, how are you?
I'm okay, thanks. Yeah.
How's things since we last spoke?
Fine. My in-laws are staying with us. Ooh. For a month.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you've been to my house. It's not big.
Do you know what? That was my first thought.
It's teeny tiny.
I had my mum living with me for a bit last year, and that was one, and I'm related to her, and it wasn't good.
I got two.
Both barrels. Pete's an Australian.
He is.
So I'm assuming...
As are they.
Two Australians in the house.
Three now.
Three
of them.
That's three on one.
And my God, have I been reminded how shit the weather is here. You take the sunshine away from them for 24 hours and they lose their minds.
It's nice to have a change as well, isn't it?
You'd think so.
How long have they been in town?
3 days.
Three.
Ask me how many more days they're here for.
How many more days?
25.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I guess if you're going to make the trek.
Oh, you've got to. Yeah.
You can't come for the weekend.
I mean, that's the toss up, isn't it? You'll do you see your in-laws regularly, but for short, for like dinner? Or do you see them for a month every 5 years?
You're getting all your in-law time in 1 month, which in a way is nice. Yeah. But now that the month is here...
It feels like a big gulp of medicine.
Wow.
Feels like I'm taking the whole Calpol bottle.
That's a slog.
Yeah.
That's a slog. And they're complaining about the weather.
Oh, endlessly, yeah.
They got some...
I just ran out of comebacks. Like...
Yeah.
You win?
We know the weather's not great here. Like, this is not new information for us. We like it. Well, we don't like it.
Yeah.
But if someone else... It's like that thing. You're allowed to insult your family and friends.
Yes.
But if someone else does it, I think, how dare you? Well, that's a slog. I'm sorry you're having to go through that.
Yeah. So the next few records, I'd imagine, because they're here for a month.
Let's dig into them. Do they listen to the show?
I'd say that's a hard... I don't think they know what podcast is.
Julia!
Go on. What's the rest of that sentence?
What's your podcast called?
Wow.
They scare me now because I listened to that Australian podcast about
murder.
So they've got a sinister. There's a lot of crime, true crime stuff that's got an Australian version.
They have some good crimes.
Yeah,
like Ivan Milat.
Who's what? Ivan Milat?
Milat. He was a serial killer.
Get the serial killer's name right.
Yeah, give him the respect he deserves. And he killed people. I think I'm going to get the name wrong, but it's like the Galangalo forest, something like that.
Well, I don't know what it is, so it's funny that you.
I don't know why I tried.
I'd love to know what the real.
I'm going to look it up now.
Galangalo.
I'm.
What are you going to look up? Forest?
I'm going to look up Ivan Milat. Where did he bury them?
Oh, he buried them.
I think so, or he dumped them.
They are an industrious.
And then, do you know what? Mm-hmm. His nephew. Did the same thing.
No way.
Yeah, way. Uncle, I think it was him.
Were they in on it together? Or was that just...
No, like the nephew killed one of his friends. Mm. But I think in the same forest. I might be making this
up.
Well,
I guess if you were going to murder someone and your uncle was a notorious serial killer, did he get caught? If he got away with it, you think that's a good idea?
No, he got caught.
I like Australian versions of TV shows. I don't watch Married at First Sight, but I believe the Australian version is popular.
It's... phenomenal. I think it's because they're literally treating them like prisoners of war. They don't let them out. They give them curfews. I mean, I don't think prisoners of war have a curfew.
Yeah, I was gonna say, now, come on.
I don't think they were let out to get their nails done either, the prisoners of war. But
no, they weren't. They absolutely weren't.
Yeah, they are under really strict conditions.
So they live in a house? Like they live in brother.
Like, yeah, kind of. They live in a flat. What's the word?
A-flats. You said it. You got it. You got it. They live in
A-flats. A building full of flats.
An apartment block.
Block. That's the one. Mm-hmm. That's the one.
That's fun.
Yeah. I think you'd like Married at First Sight.
I'm sure I would, but it's once you pull that, you know.
It's a real time suck. It's every
that's
day.
That's the thing. Once I'm in, I'm all in. You
so
know
many
me.
Episodes.
I can't start it. It's one of those things. I know I'll be hooked.
You would be.
I can't.
Because they're honestly.
There was only a few series of Too Hot to Handle and that got out of control for me.
That's why you don't watch Mask, because you don't get to see them bonking.
That's what we're after.
Yeah.
So let's see the goods.
I want to see some pixelated tits.
If they're up there talking about, you know, what an absolute monster they are in the sack, yeah. I want to see them do their work.
I want to see the proof.
Yeah, I don't want to hear talk. Let's see them go. Show me your dance moves.
Yeah.
MasterChef Australia.
Phenomenal.
Really good version.
Really good version.
Yeah.
They do, every plate is always like five ways of using one vegetable.
I love that. I love a bit of M Chef. Mm. I'm big into it. Did you find out what the forest was called?
No, because I haven't got any signal.
That is another curse.
If you're Australian listening to this, yeah, firstly,
write in.
Sorry. Secondly, please let us know. But also there's back onto serial killers of Australia. Mm-hmm. Bunting. He was the guy.
Bunting.
Have you seen Snowtown?
Nope. You name it, I've not seen it.
Oh, you'd like it. Anyway, he killed people for their benefits. And then put them in plastic barrels full of acid and dissolve their bodies.
Ian.
And he would get the worst thing. That's pretty bad.
Big tough to top so
He'd
far.
He'd get them to record messages for... like family members saying, I'm just going away for a bit.
That's
don't try and contact me.
That's
and then
very sneaky.
Very sneaky.
I don't think that's the worst thing.
No, you don't think?
The murder in the barrel.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Worst bit.
Yeah.
Worst bit. Well, if you have a murderer that you want to tell us about, you can now email us because I finally set up the email address.
Done.
UndertheGroomers@gmail.com. And if you've got an invention as well, that would be good. Because a lot of buzz about the inventions talk.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of buzz about the inventions episode.
People have talked to me as if we've got it in the works.
People are on the pissy mattress trail. From Robin, I'm going to get him to illustrate them. Like, you know, on Bake Off.
Mm-hmm.
When they do that picture of the
cake.
Yeah,
nice.
I'm going to get him to do that. But I was talking to him about it at a party. And we had been drinking and I was sort of going, it's like imagine a mattress you can piss into. And he was like, okay. And I was like, well, draw it. And he was like, okay. So,
I love that we discussed like three other versions that weren't a mattress that you piss into. But you've gone straight back to...
That's the idea that people...
The drawing I want... is the one that absolutely didn't work, unlike the other things that we invented.
I feel if you go back and listen to that episode, you'll be like, the buzz was very much about the mattress you can piss into. I feel like that's where a lot of the heat was.
Okay. Thank God UndertheGroomers@gmail.com was available.
Yeah. Do you know what? That is one of the perks of naming your podcast this, is that so far... The Instagram handle?
Wow.
That was free.
Untouched.
No one had that, Under the Groomers.
What are the chances?
I think it's a good name. We are in the basement of the Dog Groomers.
We have got a lot of heat for the name so far.
Yeah, people are angry.
People don't like
people
it.
People are angry about it. They do not like it. Because they're like, oh, it sounds like, you know, you're interviewing paedophiles, basically.
And they think you shouldn't do that.
And I'm like, look, it's not about that. It just happens. Like, there's a funny little play on words. Happens to be... you know, where we record it.
Yeah.
And then I say, it's not about nonsense. And then they listen to a couple of episodes and go, well, I think it might be. Yeah.
It's not about nonsense.
Yeah, from what I've listened to, you seem to talk about it an awful lot.
How's your week been?
Good week. I had a gig on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. The best one.
Brag. Someone's doing well.
Okay.
In Bristol.
Oh, not far.
Not far. So a wine place, right?
Yeah.
Down in town. Mm-hmm. The premise of the night, I was informed when I got there and before, but I didn't read the message, was that there was a wine tasting and comedy night.
Okay. Sounds fun.
Red flag. Red flag for me. I was like, okay.
Because you don't get to taste the wine.
We got to taste the wine.
Oh.
Each comedian was, I'm doing the air quotes, by the way, now.
There's a reason for people to watch the video.
Tune in now. You can
don't
see
miss
me,
that.
You can see me do the air quotes live.
Yeah.
Each comedian was paired with a wine. And before you went on, a sommelier banged on for about 15 bloody minutes. I'll admit, enthusiasm pre-show, low.
Yeah.
I was like, this is hell. Because also, I thought before the show, I thought, if I saw comedy and wine tasting nights, I wouldn't go to that. I think
we've gone too far. I'm gonna put it out there. I don't think we need comedy and. Let's get rid of the comedy and.
It's enough.
Let's stick to comedy.
What we do is enough.
Yeah.
For goodness sake, what we do is
enjoy
enough.
Enjoy it.
Listen. Yeah. This is good. This is good stuff. If you listen.
Put the wine down.
You're missing
it.
This is good stuff. If you're listening. And no, it's not all about nonsense.
Stop talking about the tannins.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this.
Yeah, exactly.
Were you paired with something with bitter notes and a sour undertone?
It's funny you should say that. One, I kind of feel like they phoned in my...
Did they do some research on you to find out?
This wine was from Bristol.
Oh.
That's it. Pathetic. That's what they got. That's what they got from my bio.
Also, you're not even from Bristol.
Exactly. Well,
kind
potato,
of,
potato.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what they... I think they stopped at the first sentence of the bio. Bristol based. That'll do.
There we go.
No, that's fine.
We got one of those.
Also... Big annoyance. The sommelier is crushing before he brings me on.
No.
He's got gags.
No.
He's doing wine stuff. They're hooting around. And I'm like, this guy's eating into my time. Yeah? He's loving it.
Was there an MC or was it just the sommelier?
There was an MC.
Oh, okay. Where were you in the lineup? Oh, fun.
Tragically.
The worst.
Tragically, I was opening. Yeah.
Okay.
So
the sommelier's crushed.
He's murdering. They're tasting the wine. They're having a whale of a time. Yeah. I'm like, well, I'm about to poop the party in a minute.
Okay.
So I'm at the back. He's waffling on about the wine. I think he's French or something. And he's like, oh.
Sexy.
You know,
was he sexy?
Do you know, he had a little hat on. He definitely had something about him.
Fedora?
Like a little flat hat. But he was pulling it off.
Okay.
He was like a French sommelier guy, you know? And I think, do you know what? If there's a French guy banging on about wine, fine.
Yeah, I buy it.
He was a wine guy.
Yeah.
No problem.
Wine guy with jokes
exactly.
as well.
Really annoying.
That's got to be a
really
small Venn diagram.
Exactly. I was annoyed. Anyway, I drink the wine. This is the one that's been paired with me. So I'm stood at the back. And I don't normally drink before I go on, but I think, sod it. It's free wine. So I'm boffing it away. Not kidding. It was so disgusting. And the more I was drinking, the angrier I was like, this is foul.
How dare you?
This is disgusting.
So do they pour it for the audience as you're coming on?
No, they get...
Did you see them taste it as you're doing your opener and they're all going, ugh.
They already had the glass.
Right, yeah.
The sommelier brings me on. There's no gap in between. He announces me.
I thought there was an MC.
Yeah, but he didn't go on between me and the sommelier.
What's the MC there for then?
He did a bit at the top. A bit at the top of each section.
Right.
And he brought the sommelier on.
Mm-hmm.
So he brings me on. I'm not kidding. It's ice cold.
I thought it was piping hot
Yeah, but then he's like, oh yeah, now here's the comedian. And then I walk from the back of the room. You can hear my feet clonking on the cellar floor. Clock, 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 clock. I walk onto bone silence.
Okay.
Is that the word? Yeah.
Sure.
I say, right, this is meant to be me. I think it's disgusting. All drink it so I can look you in the eye.
Yeah.
And see what you think about it. And they're all like, it's good.
They liked it.
They seem to like it. Okay. Anyway, so I did a little bit. I did a funny bit about how it's a good pairing because I hate myself.
Yeah.
That's a nice little bit of business. So I did all that. I'm quaffing the wine throughout. And the whole time...
The
I'm
same
like,
one?
Yeah. It's only wine. Well, it's free wine, isn't it? The whole time I am trashing this. I'm like, this is disgusting stuff. Did all right, got off. The nice, lovely French sommelier then gives me a bottle of the wine as like a gift.
Oh. Did he hear you slagging it off?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he stood watching and I am trashing this wine. He comes over.
That's a clever fuck you, isn't it? Here's more of the wine that you
brings me
trashing.
A beautiful little bowl. And he was like, this is actually one we make ourselves. So
you fucking piece of shit.
Right in there.
Yeah.
But do you know what? It was actually really fun.
Sounds like that was a net positive.
Do you know what? I got the bus home.
You got free wine.
I was owned by Half9.
Oh, lovely.
yeah, it was really good.
Free bowl.
free wine and back by Half9. That's a pretty sweet deal.
That's how the classic rhyme goes.
Really? Yeah, that's the old poet.
If you get free wine, you're back by nine.
Back by Half9, yeah. For me, that's as good as it gets now.
Yeah, that's peak. So have you opened the bowl?
I gave it to Holly. She didn't mind it. And then I cooked a risotto with it.
No. Not what I thought you were going to say.
Not classy guy. Not most of it into a risotto.
Was it a white wine they paired you with? White wine. Really? Yeah, not a full-bodied red?
You would have thought.
Poor Tricky. He was covering for Ricky.
Oh, Tricky was on.
Tricky was on. Yeah, nice. It was class. Yeah, he's wicked, man. He's so funny.
He's so funny.
Yeah, he's great.
James Tricky.
Really funny
debuting
guy.
At Edinburgh this year. Check
so,
him out.
Honestly, he was so funny. His set was incredible. Really, really good
he's
stuff.
He's great.
But he was covering for Ricky Masindo.
Oh, yeah.
He'd been paired with like someone from Zimbabwe.
Oh.
But he's not from Zimbabwe. But yeah, good stuff on it. Hey, it's a good invention.
Yeah, go on.
Have you ever made a risotto?
Oh, yeah.
Laborious. It's an absolute...
That's the word.
It's an absolute slog.
And that's exactly why I don't do it.
It's an absolute slog. You have to constantly stir.
I think I know
good invention,
what your invention is.
Good invention.
I think for a risotto specifically, can I up your... stirrer?
Please do.
Is it a stirrer that you're going to suggest?
It's a pan that stirs itself.
Fantastic.
That's a good idea, that.
I'm going to up you.
Come on.
What I want, specifically for risotto, is a jug that pours itself.
That's good.
Just the little bit, because you're supposed to do a bit at a time,
like
aren't
a ladle.
You?
Yeah.
A ladleful.
A ladleful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want a floaty ladle like Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh, so it just plops it in?
Plops it in.
That's
and then
really...
stir, stir, stir.
So it's a floating, what you want to invent is a floating ladle.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, if that's too hard for the boffins, I'm happy for them to come up with an alternative. As long, it just needs to be what some kind of machine that delivers a ladle full of the juice into the rice.
What I'm thinking is, here's the way I see it.
Go on.
It's a jug.
Yeah.
It's a tube. It's a pipe. You fill it with stock.
Yeah.
Dealer's choice, whatever you fancy.
Yeah.
Chicken normally, I think.
Yeah.
It's got a spout.
Sure.
And like a holding zone.
Like a teapot.
Like a teapot. Mm. Yeah.
What you want is a teapot that tips.
Have you ever had one of them herbal teas?
Yeah.
And you sit it on top of the cup and it's in like a plastic teapot and then you press down on it and it fires the herbal tea down into the...
No.
Oh, right. These are class.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You used to get them in like fancy places.
Like a coffee press.
So it sits on top of the cup. Imagine a little plastic teapot, right?
Yeah.
You fill it with like mint and stuff, all nice herbal tea stuff. You pour in the boiling water. That sits on top of your cup. And when it's brewed...
Yeah.
It's got a little bumhole underneath. And then you press the top and it fires it out into your cup.
Wow.
Yeah, it's class.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, I'm glad to have informed you of this.
I need to find one.
Very rare that I inform you of something.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So what you want is like that kind of action. So
it sounds
like,
quite aggressive.
It's great. It's really satisfying as well. Really,
but no, there's no spillage because the cup is covering it.
Covered.
Fantastic.
So what you want really is, it could sit over the pan.
You just need that same thing.
Exactly. So it like squats over the pan.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You should make it into like a little person with a bum hole. Yeah, like a little gnome.
And it's like gravy as well. So that's funny. So it's a guy. It's a guy on his haunches.
I can't wait for your friend to draw this
one. Yeah, 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 yeah. So it's a man. It's essentially. Do you remember like, you know, like they used to do those like wine holders or knife holders that were like a guy and you could like put the, it looks like you're stabbing.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a novelty thing.
Yeah.
So it's a guy squatting. You fill him with, you fill him with stock and then you press his nose.
He's also got on his face. He's like very agitated.
His eyes are bulging. Yeah, he's got.
He's red in the face
because it's hot. It would like condensate and it looked like
he's sweating.
This is such a good idea. I cannot believe we've come up with such a good idea again. And then he presses his nose, and he out of his bum fires a ladle full.
Even better. He's also inside him, and maybe his head is an egg timer. You twist it round.
Holy shit.
And then how often are you supposed to ladle it in? Five minutes?
Well, it's absorbed. Oh, okay. Yeah, every few minutes.
Let's say, set it to every 7 minutes. It goes, his head goes round like Exorcist.
Yes.
Tick, 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 tick,
oh,
tick, tick.
Oh, my God.
And then... And then,
and then it just goes, gravy.
Yeah.
And he should go,
and then he resets again.
That's really good. And when he does it, he should go.
Yeah.
And then he should go, oh god, like he's poorly.
And then towards the end, like not again.
I thought I was finished. Yeah, that's great.
That's good stuff.
That's such a good idea. Right, if there's any boffins listening,
we've nailed it.
This is invention number two. Unfortunately, they're both disgusting.
But also, the people.
Okay.
I'm picturing it. But the people who like...
It's okay. A big thing to sit on your worktop as well when you're not using it.
The people who like novelty cookware and also make risotto.
It's a the Venn diagram.
It's you. It's just you.
This is a small Venn diagram even for us. But I tell you, if you like making risotto and disgusting humour, have we got the Christmas gift for you?
What's that? It's the Santa, isn't it, in the office? Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, Dirty Bertie.
Ooh, Dirty Bertie.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah. Like a Dirty Bertie, but he fires out stock out of his bum.
Different kind of dirty.
It's a good idea. It's a really good
dirty
idea.
Dirty protest Bertie.
Yeah, the dirty protest risotto maker. And then you put that, I mean, my pan that stirs itself, I mean...
You could use it for all sorts.
If you were ever needing to add something bit by bit...
Like those cat feeders.
It'd be a great way to feed your cat.
Load out
with biscuits.
Yeah.
Set the timer for every 8 hours.
Done.
He's pebble dashing.
And then...
Firing it into his bowl.
Yeah.
These are good ideas. I swear to God.
We are literally wasting our time.
I know. I feel like all we need is someone to take these ideas and run with them.
Mm.
And we're going to be millionaires. But we'll still do the podcast because that's...
For you. For you guys.
This is a gift. Gift from us to you.
Yeah.
I love Easter. Man.
Do you?
I think Easter is the absolute tits. It's the best religious festival there is.
Big into the resurrection.
Big into hot cross buns.
There we go.
I think mini eggs.
Mini eggs are the best.
I think mini eggs could be the best.
The fact that they've started bringing them out earlier in the year.
January. Yeah, I'm Jan now.
I've got no January blues anymore.
I'm straight into them. I start mini eggs January 1st.
As soon as I see them.
Back on. I love a mini egg. I can't remember who it was. I think it was my brother-in-law, Will. He said, mini eggs are to humans what dreamies are to cats. And I think he's bang right. They do something to you.
Yeah.
If I hear that packet rustling, I'm down the stairs.
It's a thicker packet as well than your average...
There's a certain quality.
There's quality gone into it.
They do an orange-only mini egg.
Fantastic.
And I like it.
I like it too.
I'm into them.
Yeah, me too.
Where'd you stand on a creme egg?
Don't like them.
I think I'm with you.
Too sweet.
Too sweet.
I like the chocolate around the edge, but I'd have a bar of chocolate instead.
I find the creme egg...
Far too sweet.
I find the creme egg very sweet.
I also have a problem with how 99% of the population eats a creme egg. Because there's no way of eating it that isn't utter filth.
You're bang right. You're absolutely right. The sight of a grown man punching his tongue into the creme egg is absolutely abhorrent. Absolutely foul. It should be. There's a few things I think should be made illegal in public.
Yeah,
blowing your nose is one of them.
Yeah,
and eating a cream egg is another one.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you have to hold them. You've got the foil. Mm. They're a very ungainly thing to eat, a creme egg. Because, and by the way,
they're quite big, aren't they?
I know people are getting like, it's pronounced cream egg, but it's spelt creme. So. We all know how to spell cream, and we all know how to spell creme, all right? It's a creme egg.
Right. Not the only problem you have with it.
No, it's another issue I have. Ungainly to eat. So again, you can't, for people only listening,
also,
not watching, you have to hold it like that.
Yeah. And another, watch the video.
Viewers will be able to see me.
Do you know what? Views of the video are going to go through the fucking roof. Don't act it out.
I'm acting out a creme egg.
It's also a thick chocolate, and so you really have to like gnaw on the end to even get into the middle.
Sure, sure, sure.
So the whole thing is a real crystal maze.
It's so thick, dense, and it feels like it doesn't feel like normal standard Cadbury's Quoll.
And it
feels
not,
like it's
and
that
you know
advent
that
calendar
there's
chocolate.
That sweet lava in the middle. So when you chew through it, there's how much pressure am I going to have to put on to crack this baby open?
It's work.
And then once it's open, I'm going to get that sweet jizz all over me.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's. Yeah.
Just cut that there. A few people have got a new ringtone. Yeah, you're bang right, though. Yeah. You're bang right. It is...
not a pleasant experience.
Have you ever had an Easter biscuit?
No.
Pretty good.
What is an Easter biscuit? A biscuit you have at Easter?
It's akin to a Welsh cake, but it's more biscuit than
what
cake.
What is a Welsh cake? Is like a scone with...
They're like a little flat fruity scone with like raisins in. They're class Welsh cakes.
Never had one.
They're dry AF. They're really dry, but it's quite a thing now for people to really trash them. But
do you put stuff on that? Is it like a scone you put cream on?
Stick them in the toaster, stick a bit of butter on them or something, I guess.
So it's just a vessel for other condiments. Like a scone. Like scones are shit if you're just going to eat the scone dry.
Oh, I'm not into them. I'm not into them really? At all. Even with the gubbins, I'm not into them.
I used to not like them, but I really got into jam, and that's changed the game.
You got it. As you get older, that's one of the things.
I'm just looking for vehicles for jam.
Vehicles
now.
For jam. I don't really like the clotted cream.
Oh, I do.
I'm not that into it. I don't. You know, I've got a thing about
dairy,
white food, savory. Like you know, like
I don't know. Extended to mayo.
Mayo is a new thing for me.
Wow.
I would say I would say savory white or anything white. I don't know.
I never thought of mayo as an acquired taste, but you've hit 40 and suddenly it's...
I've had mayo for a few years now.
Olives?
That's not white. But no, again, I don't mind an olive, but the first time I ate one, I thought it was a grape. And if you're expecting a grape, it's an absolute mountain to climb to come back from that.
I don't like olives. I was just thinking more acquired taste rather than white food.
Oh, yeah. But savoury white.
You don't like cheese, do you?
I'm not big on cheese, no. I'm not into it.
Milk?
In tea. Tea. But, you know, I'm not having a glass of the stuff. No. I'm not a monster.
Did you watch Baby Girl?
Nope. Oh. What's Baby Girl?
The sexy film with Nicole Kidman and Harris Dickinson. She like downs a glass of milk.
Is it a recent film?
Yeah.
Oh. Is it meant to be sexy?
The whole film is meant to be sexy and it is.
Nicole
not.
Kidman's got me in her 70s, hasn't she?
No, 50s, I want to
say. Come on.
Her body's like a robot. It's incredible. There's not an ounce of fat on her.
No shade on
NK. You see it all.
Really? On NK?
The whole shebang.
In the nud?
Mm.
In the ratty nud?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Baby girl. Yeah, it's awkward. It's an awkward watch.
Especially for you. You've got the in-laws in town.
Well, yeah.
Not watching that.
Celebrity Big Brother at the minute.
Is that right?
Mm.
Is that big?
Playing fast and loose with the word celebrity.
Is that big? Is it big on the internet?
Have you seen Mickey Rourke? Yeah, Mickey Rourke's been chucked off.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. Turns out Mickey Rourke, not a good guy. Who knew?
I thought we already knew that.
Yeah.
He's bad news. But superb in The Wrestler.
Mm.
That's my hot take. If it's a film from the last, well, it's got to be
20 years.
It's got to be 20 years now, hasn't it?
Yeah, would have thought
so. Depressing.
And that was his comeback.
That was his big comeback. You got thrown out. What for?
For he threw around a couple homophobic slurs.
Come on, Mickey.
Towards, do you know JoJo Siwa?
You made that up. JoJo C-word. No way.
Siwa.
Siwa.
JoJo Siwa.
You're making that up. JoJo Siwa.
This is Dua Lipa all over again.
Yeah. Who's JoJo Siwa?
She's, have you heard of a show called Dance Moms?
No.
Well, we're really educating today. Okay. Dance Moms was a reality TV show, fantastic, in the, I want to say, early noughties, early to late noughties.
Oh, okay. The heyday.
Run by a psychotic woman called Abby Lee Miller, who ran a dance school in quite a fascistic way. Is that a word?
Oh, yeah.
Like a fascist.
Yeah, got it.
She was just like verbally abused these girls as they're like, you know, early teens.
Oh, they're young.
They're really young.
I thought they were moms.
The show is about the whole dance school, but it's focused on the moms because the moms all fight. They all hate each other because it's like, my kid should have been the lead dancer in this one.
Oh.
And they do competitions and stuff. Anyway, JoJo Siwa was... JoJo Siwa was one of the dancers.
Sure.
I assume her mom was involved, but she became very famous. I didn't watch loads of Dance Moms, so I don't know what her story arc was, but I think she was not very popular with Abby Lee Miller. Anyway, afterwards, she became like an internet star, and she had all these like big bows. Do you remember? Now this is a questionable
big bows
question. There was a period in the late 2010s where lots of schoolgirls were wearing big bows in their hair. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
Good. Bear right, in mind, right in the, answer.
In the late 2010s, I would have been, well, in my 30s, I guess.
Yeah, probably a good thing. Well, it was a phenomenon. They all had these enormous, like, caricature bows in their hair. Right. And it was because, and she branded them and sold them at Claire's Accessories.
Oh,
and
made Claire's.
A fuckload of money.
Should have got her on this.
Yeah. Anyway, and then she became a huge internet
British?
Star. No, she's American. And
JoJo Siwa.
Then she came out as gay, and then that was a huge thing.
Big thing.
And she's released music. She's a real character.
She's been busy.
She's only like 21.
Big bows.
Hit
singles.
Yeah.
Gay.
Yeah.
Good on her. How do you spell the surname?
How do you think?
S-E-E-W-A-H.
Siwa.
Siwa.
S-I-W-A.
Oh, yeah. That
Not
makes
far
sense.
Off.
Pretty close. JoJo Siwa.
Yeah, so she's in it. And Mickey Rourke was...
Oh, yeah, we're on Mickey.
...throwing some slurs her way.
Come on.
And then... But that even wasn't... that. I think he apologised for that.
He can't have long left, though, can he?
He's looking bad.
He looked bad years ago.
He's looking puffy.
I reckon. If you're on the way out, he's just having a few swings. He's having a few swings on the way out.
Yeah.
What's he still doing all that for? What's he still doing reality TV
for? The nail in his coffin was a lad from Love Island.
Here we go.
Who, I've only seen the clip. I haven't been watching it myself. But from what I can gather from the clip, they're all dressed as pirates. And
good start.
Yeah. And they're all lining up to be like interrogated by the captain.
Mm-hmm.
And... the one from Love Island makes some kind of snarky comment, or one of them makes a snarky comment, and then the one from Love Island like eyeballs Mickey Rourke.
Sure.
And then Mickey Rourke's like, "The fuck you looking at?" And it squares
Mickey.
Up to him, and it gets heated.
Mickey.
And then obviously Big Brother's like, "Mickey Rourke to the diary room."
Yeah.
And then he's out of there.
Straight out. Man. Really gone soft, hasn't it?
Let them scrap.
The libtards ruining Celebrity Big Brother.
Well, you won't be happy about this.
Here we go.
Second voted off.
Yeah.
Trisha.
Goddard.
Mm.
I love TG.
I know.
Big fan of TG.
Second out.
Do you know what? Has Jay McDonald ever done one of these?
Imagine.
I'd love to see McDonald.
She's earning too much on the cruises herself.
She don't need it. She's A-class.
Yeah.
She is number one. Yeah. She don't need to be scrapping around with the scoundrels in Celebrity Big Brother. Has she done the jungle, do you reckon?
Oh, I'd love to see her in the jungle.
Love to see McDonald
Imagine
in the jungle.
Imagine how livid she'd be without her tan.
I bet she wouldn't do it.
And her
I bet
nails.
She's been offered it. I bet she's
oh,
been offered
I bet.
It.
She'd be...
She ain't doing it. She don't need it. She's on the cruises hunting for dong.
She's been on that dong hunt for years.
She's trawling the seven seas for it. She is out there.
She's cast that net wide.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And tell you what, the hauls are bountiful when she's on the high seas. She is absolutely.
She's pillaging.
Yeah. She gets her gravy.
And good on her. She deserves it.
She's the best.
She's putting in the hard yards.
She's the absolute best.
Yeah.
Jay McDonald. Do you know what? We could have a little pic. We're going to put some pictures behind us for the filming, but I reckon probably squeeze a picture of McDonald up there as well.
Oh, she's got to. She's got to be. There's got to be a picture of her and a dog.
Got to be.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's a dog pet. Don't know about that.
She's away a lot.
Yeah, exactly. She can't get tied. She ain't getting tied down.
I could easily imagine her with like a little Pomeranian or an enormous St. Bernard.
Yeah,
like,
she's
that versatile.
Yeah, she can't
pen her in.
She can handle either.
Mm.
Jane, if you're listening, just give us a call.
Yeah. Jane, if you're listening, can you send us in a picture of you and a dog that we can
that'd
put
be
up
great.
Behind us, please?
We don't want to do any admin for this.
Actually, if you've got a picture of Jane McDonald with a dog, can you send it to underthegroomers@gmail.com?
That'd be perfect.
Thank you.
Or maybe people could send in a picture of their dog.
Oh, great idea.
That'd be nice, wouldn't
it? Yeah. Or we could put up the pictures of our inventions.
That is a good idea. Lots of good ideas.
So many.
What's great is we have all these ideas for the podcast, but it's still essentially an hour talking about absolutely disgusting things.
Yeah. Oh, Blue Origin. I was going to talk to you about Blue Origin.
I don't know what that is.
It's a load of sexy ladies who've gone up into space.
Sexy ladies in space?
Yeah.
That's a fun idea.
Yeah. I thought you'd like it.
What are they wearing?
It's mainly Katy Perry.
Oh.
And do you know Oprah's friend?
Do I know Oprah's friend?
You know Oprah's friend?
Nope.
Like her bestie, Gayle King. Gayle King. Do you know her?
Nope.
Oh.
What does she do?
Friends with Oprah.
Is that a job?
I think so.
Good on her.
Probably pays pretty well.
So her and Katy Perry have gone to space?
They went to space together.
Wow.
With a couple of other broads I didn't recognise.
He's just setting women back a thousand years, one sentence at a time. So it's just, was it specifically just women?
Yeah.
Women in space?
Women in space.
Is that to bump the numbers or something?
I don't know what it was for. I think it was to be like, look, we can go into space. It was like it took them 11 minutes.
Women are already in space, aren't they?
I think it was like young, hot women in order just to get some eyes on it.
What are we talking in terms of spacesuits? Are they saucy? Saucy spacesuits?
I think they're sufficiently saucy. I mean, they're skin tight blue.
Oh, okay. Pretty good.
They look like...
Katy Perry, Oprah's friend, and then in your words, some other broads. They all go into space.
Where broads came up. I don't know. Apologies for
Jules. Never apologize.
The other. I don't know. I just don't know. I didn't recognize the others.
Some generic women.
Great hair though on all of them. Sure. Really good hair.
So off
I
they
look
go.
Great in zero gravity.
Mm.
They just popped up, came back down. I think Katy Perry sang a song
in space.
I think so.
If I was one of the other people in space, I'd be annoyed.
I've heard an interview with her and it's tough listening.
Just think like...
She's talking about how it's a journey. It was a journey.
Well, obviously it's a journey.
Yeah, but like in a spiritualistic back. Kind of way.
Yeah, yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Yeah,
that sounds annoying. So she sang a song in space.
Yeah, I want to say It's a Wonderful World.
I'm glad I don't know about this stuff. I thought it was annoying when Tim Peake sang. Was he the guy
Did
that
he sing?
Sang? He was the guy that sang, wasn't he?
Did he sing?
Yeah, there was a thing years ago.
In space?
Yeah, didn't he sing Space Oddity or something?
That's good, though.
I think he did.
I like that.
Do you know what? That was just about okay. But yeah. Even then, I was a bit like... And it was like, oh, that's how he got famous,
Has
I
he
think.
Got good pipes? Didn't he get famous for being an astronaut and being British?
He sang a song. That's why everyone liked him.
Okay.
Everyone was yapping about
him. I liked
him.
I didn't even know he sang a song.
TP?
Yeah.
That's what I call him. He sang in space. I think that was him.
Okay.
This could be so wrong. I've got no fucking clue.
I think 95% of what we've said, I'm now thinking about Ivan Milat and maybe it wasn't his nephew.
Still thinking about Ivan?
Still thinking about
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with the rest of your in-law stay.
Thank you. Listen to hear my mental health deteriorate over
I'm looking
the next
forward
month.
To it. Do you reckon you'll pick up an Australian twang? Because I pick up...
Absolutely not.
I pick up an accent very easily.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, I pick up an accent. If I'm around...
Isn't that like the sign of a weak personality?
Oh, almost certainly. Yeah, I'm the cuck. Yeah, all you've got to do is talk to me in an accent and I'm doing it back at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of the time, to great offence mm-hmm. from the person doing it to me.
What's your best one?
Oh, I can't do them, but...
You're good at Birmingham.
Well, I think, yeah, that's the closest to what I probably should have.
Yeah.
And I went on a stag do with a load of Brummies once, and when I came back, it was very bad.
Full Brummie.
It was pretty bad.
That's a nice one, though. I find that
it's
quite
a lovely
comforting.
One. It's a lovely one. But I'd like next week.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear a twang.
There'll be no twang from me.
No twang from me.
No twang from you.
Thanks, Julia.
Thanks, Jez.
And thanks for listening to the podcast. Please like and subscribe so you get all the episodes quickly.
Quickly.
Please tell your friends.
Are we just clipping this up?
Yeah, these are for chops.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for listening to Under the Groomers.
Now do it Australian.
Thanks for listening to Under the Groomers.
Why is it a goblin?
Because that's the only one I can do. Who's the guy that used to run the calf in Home and Away? Alf?
Toady? No. Oh, no, that's Neighbours.
That's Neighbours. That was good. Do Toady, say Toady.
Toady?
You are good at it.
Far out.
Whoa.
Is the only things I can say.
Far out.
Far out.
That's really good.
Thank you. Thanks.
Well, tune in next week where I'll be making Jules do the entire podcast with an Australian accent.
And then the twinkly music comes in.